Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
It's actually quite distinct. This party was founded in the 1950s by former Nazis. And Austria was in self-denial about being taken over by Germany during the Second World War, in fact, in the beginning of the Second World War. But this party has almost had Nazi members or Nazi sympathizers, and it's never shed this image. It's never modernized its image, except to actually get rid of kind of some corruption in the old comfortable party politics, the status quo in the post-Cold War era and the post-war era in Austria. But this is a party that is even more, well, it's actually works very closely with the AfD. You've got to know this. It works very closely with Orban's party, Fidesz, in Hungary. And it's working very closely, and we've got to watch this next year in the Czech Republic, because the former Prime Minister, Babiš, is a millionaire, is coming back, and he's running high in the polls, and he's very far right as well. So we're having this constellation of the, and plus the Slovakia under Fico. So we have Slovakia, potentially Czechia. We have Austria now. We have Hungary now. We have also, don't forget, the Netherlands. And we have Le Pen racing in the rings. I mean, Europe is really not in good shape when it comes to the whole immigration issue and the whole far-right-wing issue and the Eurosceptic issue.
This is John Batchelor. My colleague Judy Dempsey of Carnegie Europe, she's in Berlin, comments on the significance of the surprise and not surprise election in Austria. A party called FPO, Freedom Party, led by a man named Herbert Kickl. Judy describes it bluntly. Its Hitlerite past is important to it, and so is its relations with Russia. And then Judy does us the favor of listing the EU states, the European states, that are sympathetic to not only the FPO and the far right in Germany, but also throughout Europe, anti-immigrant, Eurosceptic it's called, and not unsympathetic to Moscow. Here's Judy Dempsey to describe the significance of the success of the FPO, the Freedom Party, in Austria. More of this tonight.
It's actually quite distinct. This party was founded in the 1950s. By former Nazis. And Austria was in self-denial about being taken over by Germany during the Second World War, in fact, in the beginning of the Second World War. But this party has almost had Nazi members or Nazi sympathizers, and it's never shed this image. It's never modernized its image, except to actually get rid of kind of some corruption in the old comfortable party politics, the status quo in the post-war era in Austria. But this is a party that is even more, well, it's actually works very closely with the AfD. You've got to know this. It works very closely with Orban's party, Fidesz, in Hungary. And it's working very closely, and we've got to watch this next year in the Czech Republic, because the former Prime Minister, Babiš, is a millionaire, is coming back, and he's running high in the polls, and he's very far right as well. So we're having this constellation of the, and plus the Slovakia under Fico. So we have Slovakia, potentially Czechia. We have Austria now. We have Hungary now. We have also, don't forget, the Netherlands, and we have Le Pen racing in the rings. I mean, Europe is really not in good shape when it comes to the whole immigration issue and the whole far-right-wing issue and the Eurosceptic issue.